In recent years, supersymmetry gauge theories have been studied by realizing them on the wall sheet of brains and using superstring dualities of various kinds. This new method has given us a new point of view on gauge theories, and in some cases, new results. Some important theories have orthogonal or symplectic gauge groups, or matters in real or pseudo-real representations of gauge or flavor groups. In order to realize such gauge theories, in general, we need to introduce orientifold planes. But properties of orientifold planes have not been well understood. For example, their behavior under a strong strict coupling limit was not well understood in general, nor their intersection with D or NS brains. Today, I will talk about a study of orientifold four planes by giving and using their M-theory realization. For this, we will need to consider five brain in M-theory on orbifold of R5 mod Z2 type. This space is singular, and the supergravity approximation of M-theory breaks down when the five brain becomes close to the Z2 fixed plane. However, there is a topological constraint that controls the behavior of five brain, even in such a singular background. This is the plan of my talk. I first describe the topological constraint, and next I present my proposal of M-theory realization of R4 plane, and then I show some application of the topological constraint and the realization of R4 planes. The topological constraint I mentioned comes from the flux quantization condition of M-theory, which was derived by Witten. This is the Dirac quantization condition for the four-form field strength G of the three-form potential, and takes this form. This S is an arbitrary four-dimensional submanifold of 11-dimensional spacetime, and this W4 is the fourth Stiefel-Whitney class of the spacetime. For example, let us consider spacetime, which is R6 times R5 mod Z2 with Z2 fixed plane deleted. Z2 acts on R5 as the sine flip of all the four coordinates, all the five coordinates, sorry. A non-trivial four-cycle of this space is the fourth sphere surrounding the Z2 fixed plane, this, modded out by Z2, which is isomorphic to RP4. It is known that the W4 of this space integrated over RP4 is 1, modulo 2. Therefore, this quantity, this one, must be odd. In other words, the flux of G of the 2 pi over the fourth sphere in the double cover must be odd. This is actually consistent with what we knew about M-theory on R5 mod Z2. Dasgupta and Mukhi and Witten showed from cancellation of six-dimensional gravitational anomaly that the Z2 fixed plane itself must have five grain charge minus 1. Moreover, since the Z2 fixed plane itself has five brain charge minus 1, one can only add even number of five brains in order for the flux quantization condition to be satisfied, namely, when there are n five brains on top of the Z2 fixed plane, n must be even. Now let us consider a five brain, which is not parallel to, but is intersecting with the Z2 fixed plane. To be precise, let us choose the coordinate of the spacetime this way, from x0 to x10. The type of intersection we consider is like this. The Z2 action flips the sign of the five coordinates, x4, 5, 7, 8, 9. And the five range spans these five coordinates, 0 to 5. The Z2 fixed plane and the five range have four common directions, 0 to 3, and intersect transversely in the remaining seven directions. They are forced to intersect transversely in the remaining seven directions because of the Z2 invariance, even though the dimension doesn't match. It appears that there is nothing wrong with this constraint configuration, and it may appear that it even preserves 8 supercharges. However, I claim that this configuration is inconsistent. To see this, let us temporarily compactify the x6 and x10 directions on a torus, and consider a four-dimensional submanifold. This one, T2 times RP2, where RP2 is a three sphere in this 7, 8, 9 direction, modded out by Z2. This cycle surrounds the five range once in the double cover, and so this flux is equal to 1. But actually, we can show that this W4 of this start of this space-time integrated over this cycle is zero. So it is inconsistent. So this configuration does not satisfy the flux quantization condition, at least when the Z2 fixed plane is compactified in the direction transverse to the five ring. By taking the infinite volume limit, we can say that this configuration itself with infinite Z2 fixed plane is inconsistent when the behavior of fields at infinity in this direction is the same as in the case without the five ring. When the Z2 fixed plane is with two five rings on top of it, the five ring can actually intersect with it without inconsistency. This can be seen by this is because this configuration arises as a limit of a certain configuration, certain family of configurations, where the five ring does not intersect. This one does not intersect with the Z2 fixed plane. So intersection of five ring and Z2 fixed plane is possible when the Z2 fixed plane is screened by a pair of five rings. However, when the Z2 fixed plane is compactified on a Riemann surface by using the similar argument as this, we can see that the number of five rings that can intersect with it must be even when the Z2 fixed plane itself is this wrapped on this is screened by a pair of five rings. Next, I present my proposal for the empty realization of O4 planes. O4 planes arises in a type 2A oriented fold on this space R5 times R5 mod Z2. There are two types of O4 planes. When some of the D brains become close to O4 planes, the theory on the brain can be SO or SP, gauge group, gauge theory. when it is of SO type, this O4 plane itself carries D4 brain charge -1, and when it is SP type, it carries charge +1. And it can also be distinguished by the fundamental string RP2 diagram. The sign of them is different, the opposite. Let me give you an empty realization of O4 plane one by one. Let us consider a bare SO type O4 plane, which I denote O4 minus. Minus is because of this T4 brain charge, not of this. It is realized by M theory on R5 times R5 mod Z2 times S1. It has the right four brain charge because R5 mod Z2 type Z2 fixed plane itself carries five brain charge minus one. So it has, when it is compactified on, wrapped on S1, it carries four brain charge minus one. And moreover, this M theory, this Z2 action flips the orientation of space-time. Therefore, membrane orientation is also flipped. So, but this S1 is not, orientation of S1 is not flipped. So this Z2 acts as the orientation, also acts also as the orientation reversal of fundamental string. So this is the proposed candidate for this O4 plane, empty realization of O4 plane of SO type. Next, I want to give an empty realization of O4 plane of SO type with a single D4 plane stuck on it. The naive candidate is the M theory on this space with a single five brain stuck at the Z2 fixed plane here. But as I said, you cannot put an odd number of five brain on a Z2 fixed plane, so you cannot do that. Instead, I propose this thing, M theory on R5 times R5 times S1 mod Z2, where Z2 acts as the sign flip of R5 and a half shift of S1. Then this space is smooth, and so there is no Z2 fixed plane, so there is no five brain charge that is associated with Z2 fixed plane. And we know that this O4 plane of SO type itself has minus one, and if you add one D4 plane, it has no D4 brain charge. So the D4 brain charge matches. And next, I want to give a realization of SP type O4 plane. This is M theory on R5 times R5 mod Z2 times S1 with two M5 brain frozen at the Z2 fixed plane. As far as only the charge is concerned, this has the right charge because this has Z2 fixed plane has minus one charge, and two M5 brain gives two five brain charge. So in total, we have four and a single five brain charge. So wrapped on S1, it gives the right charge. But we don't. If you put two M5 brains, it is free to move. It is possible. It may appear that it is possible to move M5 brain pairwise. So we must provide a mechanism to freeze them. actually, I don't know the mechanism of freezing when this O4 plane is infinite, but I will give you a mechanism for freezing when the case it is finite or semi-infinite later. There is another candidate for orientation four plane of SP type. This is M theory on R5 times R5 mod times S1 mod Z2, where Z2 acts as a sine flip of R5 and as a half shift on S1 direction. plus a single fibrin stuck on the Z2 invariant cylinder, which is at the origin of this R5 direction. This is not pointwisely Z2 fixed, but Z2 invariant, this R5 times S1. It does have the right four-brain charge because there's no five-brain charge associated with that would be associated with a Z2 fixed plane, and since we have added one five-brain, it has the right four-brain charge. And these are the only candidate we can think of that may correspond to type 2A oriented fold of R5 mod Z2 type. As I said, you cannot put odd number of fibrins on this. Or, I forgot to say one thing, you can put even number of fibrins on each of them. That corresponds to SO even, SO odd, or SP, or an SP gauge group on the world volume of D4 brains, corresponding to the fibrin. These spaces, or with fibrins, satisfy the flux quantization condition. But as I said, you cannot add odd number of fibrins to these spaces, but you can add odd number of fibrins to this, but if you add odd number of fibrins to this, you get this one, and vice versa. So this is the only candidate. There's to specify the superstring vacuum, we need to specify not only the space-time metric, but also the Ramon and NS forms. It is famous fact that M theory on 10 manifold times S1 modded out by Z2, where Z2 acts as a half shift on S1 and acts as an involution on this 10-dimensional part, then this type 2A string theory compact obtained from this has a Ramon-Ramon non-trivial Ramon-Ramon holonomy along a non-trivial loop. So as we have seen, O4 minus plane and O4 plus plane is just a product. Z2 acts trivially on S1, so it has a trivial Ramon-Ramon U1 holonomy, but O4 plane with a single D4 brain stuck on it, and another real type of O4 plane of SP type has a non-trivial Ramon-Ramon U1 holonomy, and this corresponds to this is characterized by a cohomology element of this 10-dimensional space, and this is actually homotopic, equivalent to RP4, and cohomology of second cohomology of RP4 is Z2, and the first term class corresponds to trivial for this and non-trivial element of this. Another thing we must specify is the NS-NS2 form, and this NS2 form flips sign under the Z2 action, under the oriented fold action. So this determines not just a two form of 10-dimensional space-time, but two form with values in an orientation bundle, which is twisted bundle. And as Witten clearly stated, this the sign of RP2 diagrams is correlated, is related to the the flux of this three form field strength for the NSNS two form. Okay. RP third cohomology of RP4 with twisted integer coefficient. This twisting is determined by orientation bundle is Z2, and positive RP2 diagram corresponds to zero element of this, and negative RP2 diagram corresponds to non-zero element of this. To obtain this, you can this NSNS 3 form or 2 form is related to the 3 form potential of M3 by this way, or the curvature is related in this way. In other words, this NSNS 3 form is obtained by integration over along the 11th circle of this M theory 4 form field strength. So in order to see what this is, we need to know what this integration along the fiber along the M direction is. What is this and what is this and how this is mapped to it. This 10 dimensional manifold is, as I said, is homotopically equivalent to RP4, and 11 manifold is equivalent in the case of O4 minus O4 or O4 plus RP4 times S1, and in the case of O4 0 and O4 plus tilde S4 times S1 or Z2, where Z2 acts as a sine flip of this and as a half shift on S1. This, this M34 form is also takes also values is also determines fourth cohomology group with twisted integer coefficient, and for this space corresponding to this O4 plus 0 and O4 plus tilde, it is known that it is isomorphic to Z. And as I said, this cohomology is Z2, and this integration along the fiber is mod 2 reduction of Z to Z2. Since O4 plane has of O4 0 has no G flux, it is mapped to 0. And O4 plus is an odd element of this, so it is mapped to 1. So we see that this indeed corresponds to RP2 positive and RP2 negative diagrams. So this is O4 SO type and this is SP type. For the other case, O4 minus and O4 plus, the story is more subtle. This cohomology is actually Z plus Z2 and mapped under integration along the fiber in this way. Z is mapped to 0 and Z2 is identically mapped. But there's a subtlety. The flux quantization condition says that G over 2 pi is is equivalent mod integer to half a W4, but this is ill-defined. So we need to find some other candidate to specify the background field. This is actually, there is one thing, at least when the tangent bundle is reducible to O4. There is a characteristic of O4, characteristic class of O4 bundle, which is related to the Euler class. To have an Euler class, we need to have an orientation. But when the tangent bundle is unoriented, we need to choose an orientation patchwise. So, but it's impossible to do it globally, but this is the right structure to define an element of twisted integer coefficient. Sorry. I will finish soon. And this Euler class reduces modulo 2 to fourth Stifel-Whitney class. And so the flux quantization condition says that this element is an even element of fourth cohomology class with twisted integer coefficient. So you can divide it. And this is the thing that specify the vacuum of M-theory. And we claim that this O4 plane of negative part, this thing has, for O4 plane of O4 minus case, this thing has trivial torsion component, but this in the O4 plane O4 plus case, this has a non-trivial component, non-trivial torsion component. If that is true, then you can, by this, this is a positive RP2 diagram, and this is negative RP2 diagram, and showing that this is S on SP. And to show this, we need to do something more. Let us consider Tab-Nut space modded out by Z2. The complex structure of Tab-Nut space is given by Y, X equal to V, and Z2 acts as a sign flip of Y and V, but fixes X. Then we have this structure. There's a Z2 fixed plane here, and there's a half-shifted Y-axis. X-axis is Z2 fixed. And if you put nothing here, you can have nothing here. Nothing. If you don't wrap M fibrin here, you don't have to wrap M fibrin here. And this structure is the same as, in this case, this structure is same as O4 plane, O4 zero. And this is O4 minus. And you can see that this, this integration along the fiber vanishes here because we have no charge. And then there's a homotopy connecting this and this, and you can show that this is this has zero. The integration along the fiber of the four form is zero. But if you wrap fibrin here, then the fibrin intersect transversely with the Z2 fixed plane. So there must be something. We must have two M fibrin here, and they cannot be separated, because if it is done, then we have intersection of fibrin with the Z2 fixed plane, which is inconsistent. So this, if you have one fibrin, you need to have two fibrin frozen here. And you can compute the integration along the constant, along the fiber, M direction, then you get one here, then you must have one here. So this shows this, the torsion component here is one in this case of O4 plus and zero in the case of O4 minus. So, what distinguishes between O4 minus and O4 plus is the non-vanishing of the torsion component of this shifted four form. So the freezing is given by this the presence of torsion piece. This is the similar structure appears in this case of O4 plane of SP type, O7 plane of SP type, and O6 plane. I think I must close. I wanted to show application of it, but sorry. One is this intersection of openness. Sorry. And the other, maybe I should finish.
We'll have to forego questions for Kentaro for now, but I hope people will ask them in the break.